Available now from Big Finish. Doctor Who. Peer pressure.
She fell into the water. She died.
What about Blackpool?
No. I tried it once.
Haven't you heard the stories?
Stories?
The phantom bloodsucker of Preston Park.
Oh, don't start that again. It frightens me.
No, it's true. Honest. He likes to suck upon fresh young maidens.
I'm not listening.
It comes down to the beach here and waits.
Blackpool has certainly changed.
London by sea. Brighton. How wonderful. You know, I knew the old girl wouldn't like the idea of going back to Blackpool. Unhappy experience, bad memories. But Brighton. Exquisite.
A wonderful show tonight, Mr. Miller. I never laughed so much in my life.
Yeah. Maybe you should have been in the audience then, Billy. No one else seemed to agree with you.
Why did she have to do it? On a filthy night like that? What kind of foolishness had seized her?
You're the Max Miller?
The very same. There'll never be another, you know, lady. Never be another. When they made me, they broke the mould.
Max Miller? Well, I never.
What was that scream, Bert?
And how should I know? She would reek. Reek like the rotting mackerel.
It seems eternity has seen fit to surround me with.
Oh, no! No more pain. I'll do it. I promise. I'll kill the doctor.
Here are the headlines at midday. The world's first spaceflight for tourists could be ready for liftoff in a matter of months. The maiden voyage of the Dauntless hadn't been expected until 2008, but today it was announced the revolutionary spacecraft could take to the sky by Christmas. Officials at NASA have expressed concern that the Dauntless project team is cutting corners to beat its competitors into space. But pilot Ben Kimmel has dismissed those fears.
NASA is trying to frighten investors away from the Dauntless to protect its government-funded monopoly on space. They know if we succeed, NASA will be dead as a dodo within 20 years.
Britain's leading forensic archaeologist, Dr. Gareth Edmonds, has left for Florence to take charge of the Medici project. He'll lead a team exhuming Tuscany's most famous family from underground crypts that date back nearly 500 years. Dr. Edmonds discussed the project before his departure.
This is one of the most exciting digs I've ever been involved with. The Medici project has already found evidence that challenges the previously accepted history of Renaissance Italy. Who knows? I mean, what else we'll find beneath San Lorenzo? I only wish I was joining the project under happier circumstances.
Dr. Edmonds' predecessor, Professor Giancarlo Brunetti, vanished without trace a month ago. Italian police admit they're baffled by his disappearance. Here, police are investigating the sudden death of Hilda Winters. She was under house arrest, awaiting trial for the theft of sarin nerve gas pellets 2 years ago. A spokesman for the Metropolitan Police said Miss Winters' death was not suspicious and nobody else was involved. Her co-accused, Philip Harris, was shot dead last month while trying to escape.
Guess this settles it, Nat. You definitely won't have to testify.
I knew that already, Josh. The police phoned me first thing this morning.
That was unusually quick for the Rozzers.
I guess the CPS wanted to save the cost of my plane ticket.
Oh, typical bureaucrat. I was looking forward to seeing you. It's hard to believe it's over, you know. That Harris and Winters are both dead.
Good riddance.
I thought you'd be happier. After what Harris put you through.
I'm happy I don't have to relive it in court. Oh, the past is the past. I've moved on, Josh. And so is Sarah.
I guess you're right. I'm seeing her later. I'm house-sitting her place on the coast tonight.
Give her my love, okay? It's been ages since we talked. Oh, look, I've got to go. Luca is taking me to lunch before we collect the new boss from the Stazioni.
Stazioni? I don't know, 2 months in Italy and you're talking like Donatella Versace.
Oh, that's Luca now. Josh, try to think of this as a fresh start. For all of us. Keep in touch, okay? Ciao!
A fresh start, eh? I wish it were that simple.
this is Sarah Jane Smith. No, I don't wish to make a comment. No, I haven't heard from Miss Winters recently. Look, how did you get my number? That's what I'd like to know. Oh, no, I've got to go. Yes, I know you're simply trying to do your job.
Ta-da!
But that doesn't mean I have to answer your questions. Goodbye.
Sorry, I didn't realise you were on the phone.
Oh, so much for the privacy of an ex-directory number. Oh, hello, Josh. Good to see you again.
You too. It's been a while. You're looking well.
Oh, come on, in. Look, sorry to drag you down on such short notice, but I didn't know who else to call. I've been doorstepped twice by tabloid hacks today, and I wouldn't be surprised if they came back tonight, so watch it. I even caught one of them going through my bins.
Good journalists stop at nothing for a story, SJ.
Unfortunately, bad journalists are just as ruthless, but have fewer scruples. And I've told you before, don't call me SJ.
How did you find out about...
Miss Winters? D.I. Morrison called. He wanted me to know before I saw it on the news on TV. Not that I have a TV.
And how do you feel about it?
I suppose I should feel relieved.
You suppose?
I wouldn't wish death on anyone, Josh, not even Hilda Winters.
She quite happily tried to put you in a body bag.
Yes, and look where it got her. Still, look, what's done is done. Let's change the subject, shall we?
Well, nice place you got here. Cosy. Suppose it's a step up from the last place.
I like my caravan, and there are more important things to spend Aunt Lavinia's inheritance on than a fat mortgage. Anyway... What have you been up to? Keeping out of trouble, I hope?
I quit my job again.
Josh, how many does that make? 7 in 2 years?
I've lost count. Nothing that pays £6 an hour is going to compare to flying off to Romania and India. That was exciting. I felt like I was making a difference.
You still can.
Maybe. What about you? Still making a difference?
In my own way. Plenty of good causes for Aunt Lavinia's money.
What, Greenpeace? Amnesty International?
Yeah, well, those are the obvious ones. I've done my bit, Josh. Now I help fund other people. I spent too many years looking over my shoulder. I don't have to do that anymore. I found my place in the world. The past is past.
It's funny. Nat said much the same to me a few hours ago.
Oh, how is she?
Well, she's nearly finished her forensic pathology thingy. Sounds like she's involved with some bloke in Florence.
Oh, good. She deserves to be happy. We all do. Well, that's my cab. Well, come on, how do I look?
Depends. I mean, if you're going out on a date, then...
Stop fishing. I'm hoping to see an old friend tonight, and that's all you need to know, OK?
OK. You look good, Sarah. Knock him dead.
Oh, rather not. I don't feel you have to wait up for me.
Make sure you're home before midnight, young lady.
This is the mortuary where we open the burial boxes, Dr. Edmonds.
Most impressive. Now, how many have been exhumed so far?
20. The church is open to the public during the day, so we mostly work at night. But everything went on hold after Professor Brunetti disappeared.
Yeah. What were you working on before he vanished?
The professor was searching for concealed chambers in the crypt. Ask Luca and he'll show you where. I can't get down into the crypt. 16th century architects weren't worried about making it wheelchair-friendly.
Everything's ready, Dr. Edmonds. If you'd like to follow me down the ladder.
Lead on, Luca. Lead on.
Hello?
Nat, it's Josh.
When I said keep in touch, I didn't think you'd phone so soon. I'm working.
I'm worried about Sarah.
Why? Has something happened to her?
Not exactly, but she's acting strange. There's claims she's given up the cloak and dagger stuff and then goes off for an appointment in London without telling me where she's going or who with.
With whom? Maybe she's got a date. Had you thought of that?
No, there's something else going on.
Oh, it's the 20th, isn't it?
Yeah, so?
I think today is some kind of anniversary. Every year on this date, Sarah goes off alone. I remember her doing it when we worked at Planet 3.
Right. Oh, she must have a calendar around here. Maybe that'll give me a clue.
Josh, I don't think you should be going through Sarah's things.
Hey, here's her desk diary. Oh. Harry, 8 o'clock, il tartufo.
Oh, that's a restaurant Sarah took me to. It's near Blackfriars. Wonderful risotto. They shave fresh truffle over the top.
Hold
and then...
on, Nat. There's someone at the door.
Who is it?
Yeah, I'll take that. Cheers, mate. Take care. It's a courier with a letter for Sarah. It looks important. Maybe I should take it to her.
Oh, Josh, you're overreacting. The letter can wait till Sarah gets home. Maybe you're the one missing the cloak and dagger stuff.
Sarah needs somebody looking after her, Nat.
You're not her guardian angel, Josh. Look, I've got to go. Dr. Emmons and Luke will be back soon. Don't do anything silly, okay?
When have I ever done anything silly? Still, That risotto sounds marvellous.
Josh!
I'll call you later, Nat. Bye.
Well, here we are again. Hard to believe another year has gone by. Sometimes those days with UNIT, I feel like they were only yesterday. All of us risking our lives to save the world from threats nobody else even knew existed. I thought it would go on forever. Other days, feels more like a lifetime ago, as if it happened to somebody else. Sometimes I even find myself wondering if I imagined it all, everything we saw and did. Yeah, I suppose I could try discussing it with Nat or Josh, but I don't think they'd believe me. Even if they did, they couldn't understand how I feel. We saw things no person on Earth has ever witnessed. Oh, I can imagine what you'd say to all of this. Chin up, old girl. Worse things happen at sea, you know. And you'd be right. But that doesn't make it any easier to bear. Well, here's to you, Harry. Wherever you are.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, it isn't. But I'm not really in the mood for company.
Are you waiting for someone?
I'm more in hope than expectation, if you don't mind.
No, excuse me asking, but are you Sarah Jane Smith?
Look, I don't know how you found me, but I have absolutely no comment to make about Miss Winters. Now just go away or else I'll call the manager.
I'm not a reporter. My name's Will. Will Sullivan. You knew my brother, Harry.
That's impossible. Harry never had a brother.
He's my stepbrother, actually. After my father's first wife died, he got married again, had another family. Harry's a few years older than me, but when I was growing up, he often came round for Christmas and birthdays.
I see.
He's more like an uncle than an elder brother, to be honest. He'd joined up by the time I was a teenager. When he was home on shore leave, he used to tell me these stories about his life as a naval doctor. In fact, that's probably what made me study medicine. Later on, Harry joined a hush-hush intelligence task force and his stories got even wilder. Real science fiction stuff. But he made it all sound so real. He often mentioned you.
Funny, he never mentioned you.
Well, Harry's not big on discussing his feelings. Always terribly proper. Stiff upper lip and all that. Opening doors for ladies. He once told me he liked to call young women old girl, just to see their nostrils flare.
Yes, that sounds like Harry.
I've been staying in his flat. I found this photograph.
Oh, I remember when this was taken. We were staying at a pub near Loch Ness. These mounted stag heads on the walls and made my skin crawl. Oh, my goodness. What did you say your name was?
Will. Will Sullivan.
Why don't you sit down, Will Sullivan?
Okay, we're recording.
Right. Now, my name is Dr. Gareth Edmonds. Now, for this exhumation, I'm being assisted by Luca Parenti with Natalie Redfern as archivist. We're about to open the 21st casket removed from the crypts below the Church of San Lorenzo. The box appears to have been used for a child's body. Now, according to our documentation, the casket should hold the remains of Filippino Medici, son of Grand Duke Francesco I. Luca, anything to add?
The area where this box was stored showed evidence of water damage from the flood of 1966, but the seal remained intact.
Conclusion? This box has not been opened for 400 years. I really wish Professor Brunetti was here to share this moment.
Indeed.
I'll start by breaking the seal. That strong smell of decomposition is escaping from the casket.
But that shouldn't happen, should it?
That's right, Dr. Edmonds. Whoever's inside that box died centuries ago. There shouldn't be anything left to decompose.
I know, but have you another explanation for this stench? I'm now removing the lid. Nat, can you get a close-up of the face, please? It appears an adult body has been forced into this child's casket.
Dio mio. The body's dressed in modern clothes. How's this possible?
There's something wrong here, Dr. Edmonds. We should call the police.
Not yet. Keep recording until we're certain. We found what appears to be a corpse in 21st century garb inside a 16th century burial box. It must have broken the arms and legs to get the body in.
I know this face. Even allowing for the decomposition, I recognize him.
Oh my God! It's Professor Brunetti!
Oh, you're right. Oh, this is horrible. Who would do such a thing to him? Oh, we must contact the Polizia immediately. Nat, turn off those cameras.
But I thought you
now,
said that you...
Do it!
Yes, Dr. Edmonds.
You haven't told me how you knew I'd be here tonight, Will.
I've been staying in Harry's old flat, between stints on the ice.
The ice?
Antarctica. I've just spent the summer there as base physician for a British research team. Anyway, Harry always said I was welcome to stop at his flat if I needed a place to stay in London. He even gave me a key. I was just looking for a stamp and found one of his pocket diaries. It had your photo inside, along with a note about meeting here for your annual dinner.
And you thought you'd come along and see if he turned up?
Well, actually, I came to see if you'd be here. Harry's been gone so long, I've almost given up hope of finding out what's happened to him. I've tried going through official channels, but nobody will tell me anything. They all hide behind the Official Secrets Act. Can you tell me where Harry is?
I wish I could. Last time we met, he was leaving for an overseas posting, but he couldn't say where or when he'd be back. All very hush-hush, old girl. He was sitting right where you are now, and I haven't heard him since.
Oh, it was worth a try. Sorry to have bothered you, Miss Smith.
Oh, no, please call me Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, I've taken enough of your time. I'd better be going. I'm headed back to the ice tomorrow, and I haven't started packing yet.
Oh, stay for coffee. I haven't had the best of days, and I wouldn't mind the company.
Well, if you're sure.
Yes.
All right.
Harry and I came here every year for dinner to catch up and talk about old times. I still come here every year hoping he'll turn up, all bluff and bluster, wearing his favourite blazer.
The blue one with the gold buttons.
That's the one.
I've seen it in his wardrobe.
Oh, he always insists on pulling out my chair for me and makes a great fuss of ordering in Italian, but not very well. And last time, he ended up with creamed lamb's brains and I got a fruit salad as the main course.
I always got the feeling he was very fond of you, Sarah.
Well, Harry was the big brother I never had. Oh, no, mustn't do that.
Do what?
Talk about him in the past tense.
It's hard not to when he's been gone so long.
Isn't it? And, well, you know, I miss him so much.
No, I'm sorry, Sarah. I didn't mean to upset you.
No, I'll be all right. Just give me a moment.
Come on, Nat, pick up.
Hi, you're through to Natalie Redfern's voicemail. If I'm not answering, that means I must be too busy enjoying La Dolce Vita in Florence. Leave a message and I'll get back to you. Eventually.
Nat, it's Josh. I'm at the restaurant in Temple, but I can't see Sarah anywhere. Maybe she's gone to... No, wait! I've spotted her. She's having a drink with some bloke in his 40s. Looks like an ex-public schoolboy. Pinstripe suit, white handkerchief in the pocket. I could spot him a mile off.
Scusi, signore.
Yeah, table for one. Non-smoking, please.
Prego, this away.
Maybe you're right, Nat. Looks like Sarah is on a date. I wouldn't have thought this bloke was her type.
Your table, signore.
Thanks. Oh, brilliant. The waiter sat me behind the world's biggest rubber plant. Now I can hardly see her. Look, Nat, I better go. All these international toll calls are costing me a small fortune. Can you... I think SJ's crying. If this is a date, it isn't going well. Give me a call back, OK?
I'm sorry about this, Will. I don't make a habit of crying, especially in front of strangers. Quite a first impression I'm making on you.
There's no need to apologise, Sarah. Why don't you keep the handkerchief?
Thanks. Well, I better be going, otherwise I'll miss my train home.
Why don't I give you a lift? My car's parked outside.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay. Let me grab the waiter.
Oh, I pay on the way out. It's quicker. The food is heavenly, but the service leaves something to be desired.
What time's your train leaving?
A little after... What the devil is he doing here?
Who?
Could you wait a minute, Will? I need to speak with someone.
Okay.
SJ, I mean, Sarah, what a surprise. I didn't see
it. Josh, why are you here? You were supposed to be looking after the cottage. Did you follow me?
Not exactly.
You're spying on me.
I'm not. I brought you this letter. It arrived by courier.
Don't bother trying to pretend. You thought it to give you a pretext to find out where I was going, who I was meeting tonight, right?
Whom?
What?
Sarah, is everything okay?
I'm going to ask you the same question. What did you say to make her cry?
Oh, that's not fair.
Josh, I'm so sorry, Will.
His name's Will, is it? Will who?
Will Sullivan, if you must know. Who the hell are you?
Will, this is Joshua Townsend, a somewhat overly protective acquaintance of mine. Josh, this is Will Sullivan, the stepbrother of an old friend.
Love the posh accent. Where'd you get at school? Eton? Rugby?
Josh!
I prefer to judge people by their actions, not their accents.
Will, is that offer of a lift still there?
Yes, of course. I've already settled the bill, so...
Thanks. Let's go. I don't want to miss my train.
But Sarah, we...
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night.
Your antipasto, sir. Crema agnello cervello.
And what's that in English?
Creamed lamb's brains.
Yeah, did I mention I was a vegetarian?
I've told the polizia what we found, Dr. Edmonds. We've got to stay here until they arrive.
Yes.
Nat, I'm going out to let the polizia in. Could you stay here with the doctor?
Sure.
Thanks.
I don't understand why anybody would hurt Professor Brunetti. He seemed such a nice fellow when I met him at conferences.
It was murder. We know that much.
How?
It's not obvious because of the decomposition, but there's a bullet wound at his right temple. I wonder how the killer got the body into the casket without breaking the seal.
No, we shouldn't touch it, Nat.
I only want to take a closer look. Ah, I see. The bottom of the box was broken open. They put the professor inside, then did a crude repair job to hide the evidence, probably hoping no one would notice the damage.
Who'd do such a thing?
Thieves who'd heard about the project and thought there might be jewels buried with the bodies. Maybe the professor disturbed them.
Well, thieves wouldn't go to such efforts to hide the body.
Oh, that must be Luca. No, it's only Josh. Well, you can leave a message.
I'm sorry about Josh. He's a rough diamond, but he means well.
Oh, that's all right. He obviously cares about you. What was it he brought you?
Oh, a letter. Oh, I can wait. Tell me about Antarctica. I went there once, ages ago. I would love to go back.
Oh, it's a fascinating place. A whole continent set aside for scientific research. The ice gives me hope for the rest of the planet.
Oh, I agree. When I came into a small inheritance, I decided to put some of the money into an ecological study in Antarctica.
Well, I've been through most bases on the ice. Maybe I've visited your study.
It's a small international team of scientists near an old Russian station. Predates the Antarctic Treaty. They're drilling ice core samples to see if they can calculate when global warming will reach tipping point.
It's not Gideon Munro's study, is it?
Yes, that's right. Have you met him?
I don't believe it.
What?
Sarah, I'm wintering with Munro's team. That's where I'm going tomorrow.
You are joking. Oh, it's a good thing Josh isn't here.
Why?
Oh, well, I'm always telling him. No such thing as coincidences. Well,
I'm spending the next 13 months with Munro and his team.
I was only there for a few days. I cannot imagine staying a whole year.
I have a saying on the ice. The first time, you go for the adventure. The second time, for the money. The third time, because you can't function anywhere else anymore. This is going to be my third trip.
Oh, well, you still function fine, as far as I can tell.
Thanks. Well, here's your station.
Thank you for the lift, Will. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Oh, it's a shame you're leaving. We've just met, and you're off to the other side of the Earth.
Look, since you're helping fund Munro's research, I could probably arrange to get you under the ice. You could even bring Josh if you wanted.
I imagine after tonight he'd insist on coming with me.
Well, the invitation's there, if you want. Take my card. It's got my email address. That's the easiest way to keep in touch.
Thanks. And thank you for finding me tonight, Will. Wrap up warm on the ice.
I will. Bye.
God, I'm exhausted. What's the time, Luca?
Almost dawn. I thought that commissario would never finish.
You'd think he suspected us of killing poor Brunetti.
The professor's murder is an embarrassment to Florence, Dr. Edmonds. The authorities will be pressing the polizia for an early arrest.
Oh. Yes, Josh, what is it now?
Finally, I've been trying to get through all night. Where have you been?
Inside the Coestra, being interrogated by an unfriendly commissario.
Come again?
Professor Brunetti's been murdered, and the Florence police think everyone at the Medici Project must be a suspect, including me.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, try telling that to the Polizia. Anyway, I'm innocent, and I can prove it.
Nah, I've had enough brushes with the law to know being innocent is not always enough. Be careful, okay?
Thanks, Josh, I will. Look, it's late, I need to go. What were you calling for?
It doesn't matter. You've got more important things to worry about. I'll call you in the morning.
I'm heading back to the hotel. I haven't slept for 24 hours and I'm exhausted.
There is a taxi rank around that corner, Doctor.
Oh, thanks, Luca. Well, I'll see you both at San Lorenzo later. I doubt the Polizia will let us back into the mortuary today, but I ought to keep an eye on them.
Good night, Doctor.
Good night, Nat.
Shall I escort you home?
Please.
Edmonds is right. The church will be crawling with specialists, gathering evidence. It's ironic. We've some of the world's best forensic investigators, and none will be allowed to help.
Luca, who picked which box to exhume?
Dr. Edmonds.
There are still a dozen caskets left in the crypt, aren't there?
Yes, but why do you...
It could have been months, even years before we found the body.
I see what you mean. Do you think Brunetti's killer realized that?
I don't know. Oh, I'm tired. I need a shower.
Well, I didn't like to say.
Cheeky? For that, you can scrub my back.
As you wish, milady.
Sarah.
I was wondering when you'd have the nerve to show your face. Come in.
Oh, my God. You've been totally done over.
It was like this when I got home. The police are blaming burglars. Apparently, there has been a spate of break-ins locally. Now do you see why I asked you to house-sit? If you had been here instead of following me to London, this wouldn't have happened.
I'm sorry. It's just... Oh, sorry.
I know. And I'm sorry for losing my temper. You meant well, but I can look after myself. I know you miss things the way they were, but that's behind us now. You have to find your own way of making a difference, Josh.
Yeah. So what's been taken?
Nothing. Oh, they went through everything, though. Well, since you're here, you can help me tidy up.
Look, I didn't just come here to apologise. There's something I need to tell you. It's Nat. The Italian police have her on a suspicion for murder.
What? Who's been murdered?
That missing Professor Brunetti. Nat and the others found his body, and now the police think that she could be involved.
Oh, Nat wouldn't hurt a fly. Why didn't you say so sooner? We have to fly to Florence, see if we can help.
I don't think she'll be too happy about that. She told me she could handle it herself.
Yeah, well, we're her friends. She may not need help, but she deserves our support.
So what was in that letter?
What letter?
The one I went all the way into London to give you, remember?
Oh, forgot about that. Here it is. It's probably some bank offering me a platinum card.
Sarah? Who's it from?
Miss Winters.
Let me look. Dear Miss Smith, if you're reading this, it means I'm dead and my fears have proved correct.
What the... But she's dead!
Yes. She sent me a letter from beyond the grave.
This is the Keeper, Speak and be recognized.
We've failed, Keeper.
You told me the cottage was empty.
It was. We searched thoroughly, but found no trace of the letter.
Explain.
Miss Smith's associate, Joshua Townsend, took delivery of it. He must have taken the letter with him.
That is regrettable.
Yes, Keeper. What do you want us to do? We could take the letter by force.
No, that would simply prove its significance. Left to her own devices, Miss Smith will probably dismiss it as the last spiteful act of an old adversary. Return to the chapter house. You've done all you can.
Very well, Keeper. There's another matter I must mention to you.
Well?
We left listening devices within the cottage, as instructed. It sounds as if the target may be going to Italy.
No doubt Miss Smith is travelling to Florence. I shall warn our acolyte there.
Very good, Keeper.
By the crimson text we shall prevail.
And the book of tomorrows shall be our salvation.
It was ever thus and ever shall be.
Sarah? Sarah!
Over here, Josh.
What you doing out here?
I needed some air. Miss Winter's letter was quite a shock.
It's the usual mix of threats and wild accusations. She's barking, SJ. Forget about it.
What does she mean by this bit? You are being watched by people close to you, Miss Smith. Your life is of greater significance than either of us ever realised. When the time comes, you'll understand. The end days are upon us all, and the exemplar crass is opening. Beware the scarlet acolytes of Orbis Postrema. Then there's her signature and a drawing of a triangle. Or could it be a pyramid?
Orbis Postrema.
You ever studied Latin in school, Josh?
Well, I was in the class.
Roughly translated, Orbis means orphans or a parentless child.
Right, and Postrema?
The future.
Huh. Beware scarlet acolytes of the future orphans. That makes about as much sense as the rest of the letter. Maybe Holloway's prison library only stocked conspiracy thrillers.
The exemplar crass is opening.
More Latin rubbish.
It means book of tomorrow. I've no idea, I've never heard of it.
SJ, you're not taking this seriously, are you? Winters was borderline psychotic. We don't even know if she wrote this.
No, that's her handwriting.
Well, how do you know?
She sent me a letter every week from prison.
You never told me that.
Well, after the first few, I threw them on the fire unopened. No matter how often I moved, she always knew where to find me.
I still think it's a hoax.
Yeah, well, I wish I was so certain. We need to find out more about this Book of Tomorrow and the Orbis Postrema. That could help us.
Oh, you're determined to go and see her in Florence, aren't you?
That's what friends do. You call. Tell her we're on our way.
Here are the headlines at midday. The British billionaire and philanthropist Sir Donald Wakefield has confirmed he will be a passenger on the first space tourist flight scheduled to take off from Nevada later this year. Sir Donald is battling cancer but says he'll be well enough to take the historic voyage on board the privately funded spaceship known as the Dauntless. He joked with reporters about the flight at a news conference in London today.
I want to see the heavens before I move there permanently, you understand? I never acquire a new residence sight unseen.
Animal rights activists have stepped up their campaign against the staff at the Pangbourne Scientific Research Laboratory near Reading in Berkshire. Last night there was a firebomb attack on the home of Dr. Gavin Dexter, head of research at the laboratory. Police say nobody was hurt in the incident, but Dr. Dexter's property suffered significant damage. We spoke to Maud Fletcher, a veteran campaigner. She's maintained a round-the-clock vigil outside the facility in Pangbourne since last Christmas.
I certainly don't approve of nor condone attacks on private property. The vast majority of animal rights activists are peaceful people who simply want an end to needless and cruel experimentation. Nearly 3 million animals were used and abused in the name of medical science last year. How would you feel if it was happening to your children?
The remains of missing archaeologist Giancarlo Brunetti have been formally identified in Florence. Ironically, his body was unearthed by the professor's replacement, British forensic expert Gareth Edmonds.
We're still coming to terms with this loss. I've been asked not to disclose the details of what we found, but I can say this. Professor Brunetti's death is a sad blow. Our sympathies are with his wife, Isabella, and their three children.
That's all the news headlines, but Susanna's up next with the sport.
Thanks for picking us up from the station, Nat. It feels like forever since the three of us have been together. You look happy, contented.
I am, despite everything that's happened with poor Professor Brunetti.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but Josh tells me you've got a boyfriend.
Josh!
I didn't say anything Sarah wouldn't have figured out for herself.
When do we get to meet this mystery man?
Luca's waiting for us at the hotel with Dr. Edmonds.
Luca? I don't suppose you've had time to study Miss Winter's letter.
I got the JPEGs you emailed. I've already done a bit of research. With the Polizia still examining the crypt, I can't go back to work. I started on the triangle. It's a common symbol frequently used by organisations like the Masons. It often appears as the backdrop to another symbol, the Eye of Providence. The combination of those icons dates to the time of the pharaohs.
What about this so-called Book of Tomorrows?
Josh, in certain circles, the Exemplar Crass is considered one of the most significant texts ever written.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Really? Well, we obviously don't move in the right circles, do we, Josh?
Back in the 16th century, an Italian scholar started writing a journal that became known as the Book of Tomorrows. Its pages were made from two kinds of paper, one black and one white. The scholar used white ink on the black pages and used red ink on the white pages.
Very stylish, but what's the significance?
The Exemplar Crass contained several predictions, hence the name, Book of Tomorrows. But these weren't vague prophecies open to any interpretation, like those found in the writings of seers like Nostradamus. The predictions in the Exemplar Crass were apparently very specific, and several of them made mention of an apocalyptic event due in our lifetimes.
Why apparently?
Parts of the journal were lost over the centuries until there was precious little left. The book disappeared completely 100 years ago, supposedly stolen by an eschatological sect.
What?
Eschatology. Theology concerned with the end of the world.
Oh. Nutters, in other words.
These people were no joke, Josh. They were scientists, philosophers and inventors who held enormous influence. Key figures across Europe and North America were members or had an acolyte as one of their advisors. The members called themselves Orbis Postremo, the Orphans of the Future.
The other name in Miss Winter's letter?
Yes. They believe man's development has been aided by alien intervention.
Oh, toss!
Keep an open mind, Josh. You might be surprised.
Oh, you are joking, aren't you? Come on, aliens!
Shh! Go on, Nat.
According to the Orbis Postremo, each alien visitation was preceded by the emergence of a human herald.
I thought the aliens were our gods hype died out in the 70s.
Not for the Orbis Postremo. They believe the Book of Tomorrows predicted this alien intelligence would return for a final visit before the end of the last millennium. Over the years, two differing interpretations have emerged about what was written in the journal. One half of the Orbis Postremo believes the aliens will take them away to a better life. The followers of that interpretation call themselves the White Chapter.
After the white pages in the journal.
Right. And the other half, the Crimson Chapter...
Let me guess. The aliens are coming to wipe us all out.
Something like that. The two chapters saw themselves as the bottom corners of the triangle with the aliens at the top. But the last millennium ended and this final visitation never happened. The sect supposedly fell apart. Since then, nobody's heard from the Orbis Postremo.
Until Miss Winters writes to me claiming it was funding her activities. Beware the Scarlet Acolytes. I guess she meant the Crimson Chapter.
Oh, here's the hotel. Luke and Dr. Edmonds will be waiting inside.
Hello? Yes, this is Dr. Edmonds. Yeah. Oh, you have. Excellent, excellent. Grazie, grazie. Ah, that's the Polizia. They finished their work at the crypt and we'll be able to get back in tonight, Luke.
That's good news. Ah, here comes Nat.
Sorry we're late. The traffic around the stazione was crazy, as usual. Luca, Dr. Edmonds, these are my friends from England, Sarah Jane Smith.
And I'm Joshua Townsend, but everyone calls me Josh.
A pleasure to meet you.
And everyone calls me Sarah.
Charmed.
Sarah Jane Smith, I know that name.
Sarah used to be an investigative journalist for Planet 3, Dr. Edmonds.
Yeah, yes, perhaps that was it.
So, what's the latest from the crime scene?
The Polizia have finished at the church. We could give you a tour of the crypts this evening, if you wish.
Oh, I would like that.
You'll have to excuse me. I need to check something among my papers, Miss Smith. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nat, your friends must be starving. Once they've checked in, why don't you take them to La Casalinga? Orazio is serving tonight. I'll give him a call.
You're not coming with us?
I'll see you there, hopefully, but I need to see what state the Polizia have left the crypt in. Forgive me for abandoning you.
Of course, but don't make a habit out of it.
Josh, Sarah, nice to meet you both. Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye. Now, did you notice how Dr. Evans reacted when you introduced Sarah? It was like he was looking at a ghost.
Hello, standing here. Maybe he likes older women.
Oh. I think you two need to eat. Empty stomach, empty head.
Luca seems devoted to you, Nat.
He makes me very happy.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Nat, are you blushing?
No! Look, let's get you both checked in and then we can go eat, okay?
Good. The food on the plane was appalling.
This is Edmonds. She's here. But you never told me who she was. Yes, I'm certain. Her initials, her description of her in the exemplar crass, they match perfectly. It can't be a coincidence. She's here now. The prophecy is coming true at last. Hello? Hello? Are you there? I said...
Here we are, San Lorenzo, final resting place of the Medici. Luca or Dr. Edmonds should be in here somewhere.
It's very impressive, Nat. Look at those bronze pulpits.
Designed by Donatello, and the underground crypts are by Michelangelo.
Weren't they two of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, Josh. Nat, what was Brunetti working on before he was murdered?
Oh, he was at the western end of the crypt, looking for undiscovered rooms. He found a secret chamber in July 2004 with 8 previously unrecorded caskets inside. The professor believed there must be other hidden spaces below us.
Can we nip down and have a look?
Yes, but don't touch anything, okay? The entrance is over there, down the ladder. But only one of you should use it at a time, to be safe.
Well, won't we need torches?
No, there's low-level lighting installed in the crypt. I'll see if I can find Luca or Dr. Edmonds.
I'll go first.
SJ, I think it'd probably be safer
Josh,
if I...
I'll go first.
Famous last words.
Oh, you're impossible. You thought you were protecting me, and look what happened to the cottage.
Yeah, all right, but this is different.
Yeah, but nothing. Please, for once, do as I ask.
Fine.
See? That was easy, wasn't it? Well, here goes.
How does it look down there?
Remarkable. It's like being in a beautifully decorated cave. I'm at the bottom of the ladder now. You can come down. Josh.
On my way, SJ.
And stop calling me that.
Luca, are you in here? We missed you at the trattoria. Luca? Dr. Edmonds? Strange. Luca, is that you? Dr. Edmonds? Is somebody out there?
I see what you mean, SJ. It's like another world down here. The Medici must have spent a fortune on this place.
Now, Nat said the professor was searching at the western end of the crypt, so he would have been down this way.
What are you looking for?
Something's been nagging at me. Why would anyone want to murder a forensic archaeologist? Think about it. What does a man like Brunetti do?
Well, he digs up stuff from the past.
Exactly. So, maybe he found something that wasn't meant to be found.
Hey, what's wrong with the lights?
Oh, I knew we should have brought torches.
Oh, marvellous. Now we're stuck in the dark.
Oh, no, look. Glimmer of light up ahead.
We're down in the crypt, Nat. The lights went out. Have you still got power up there? Nat? Nat?
Josh, go up and see if she's all right.
What are you going to do?
I need to find out where that light's coming from.
Well, be careful. I'll be back in a minute, okay?
Now, where...
Nat? Nat?
Ah, oh, there you are. What's... Nat? Nat, are you okay?
Nat, talk to me!
Josh!
What is it? What's wrong?
Sarah! Can you hear me?
Just about. What happened to Nat?
Somebody attacked her.
What?
She's safe, but I think she'll be okay.
Good. Stay with her.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I found something down here, and it could have something to do with Brunetti's murder.
What is it?
It's a small concealed room with a torch inside. I'd never have seen it if the lights hadn't failed. The walls, they're lined with pages torn from a book. Some of the pages are black with white writing.
Like the Book of Tomorrow.
Exactly. But Josh, they're in English. Josh? Josh, can you hear me? Josh, you all right? Josh! Josh, is that you?
No, Sarah.
Luca, what happened to Josh and Nat?
They won't be interrupting us. We have to talk.
Put the gun down and then we can talk.
We'll talk on my terms. You found the concealed chamber, as Brunetti did. I expected nothing less.
Josh, Nat, call the police!
Nobody can hear you, Sarah. Back into the chamber, please.
You murdered Brunetti because of what he discovered in here.
Yes.
And you hid his body, thinking it would lay undiscovered for years.
Alas, the unfortunate Dr. Edmonds chose that casket as his first exhumation.
Unfortunate? Oh, no.
He realized who you were. I knew he must be one of the false disciples like Brunetti. They both came looking for pages from the book, searching for the Herald's identity. But I'd already found the truth in here. Shine that torch at the wall, please. Read what our great prophet wrote in his journal.
Well, why do I have to...
Read it!
The visitors brought destruction, but they also brought enlightenment. A woman arrived at the same time, carrying with her the wisdom of the future. She spoke of how our tomorrows would be. She was the herald, the seer of what was still to come. And her name was...
Keep going.
Her name was Sarah. It's a coincidence, that's all.
Before finding this chamber, we only ever had a description of the herald and her initials, S.J.S. Now I know what those letters stand for. Sarah Jana Smith. You are the herald of the Orbus Postremo, Miss Smith. The prophet said your emergence was the final portent. Our enemies in the White Chapter must not discover your true identity. Otherwise, they might still have time to stop what my brethren are planning. The end days are upon us all.
And the exemplar cross is opening.
You recognize our most important text. Truly, you are the herald. So you must die here, tonight, now.
Oh, Luca, listen to me. I am no more the herald of the Orbus Postremo than you are. I've got nothing to do with any of this.
When you're dead, I shall seal your body in this chamber. Keep it hidden.
This is insane. I never heard about your organization or the Book of Tomorrows until a few days ago. How can I be the herald?
It will be the greatest honor of my life to kill you.
The police are coming, Luca. You can't hope to escape.
That is my problem, herald.
I'm not the herald. Don't you understand that? Please tell me what you've done to Josh and Nat. Will they be all right?
I did what was necessary. Goodbye, Miss Smith.
You can't shoot what you can't see.
And you can't hide from destiny, Miss Smith. Not even in the dark. Not dead yet, Harold. Then I must shoot.
Usher.
Oh,
Sarah, are you all right? Sarah?
Josh. Cold.
Sarah, can you hear me?
Yes. So cold.
Here are the headlines at 1 o'clock. Two forensic archaeologists were shot dead yesterday in a bizarre incident at the Medici project in Florence. The bodies of British doctor Gareth Edmonds and his assistant Luca Parenti were discovered in the crypt beneath the Church of San Lorenzo by tourists. Local police are still investigating the case. They believe an academic argument may have turned violent. A British woman caught up in the incident is recovering from gunshot wounds in a Florence hospital. Her name has not yet been released, but her condition is said to be stable. The shootings happened less than 24 hours after the corpse of another academic, Professor Giancarlo Brunetti, was found hidden inside a 400-year-old coffin. Back home now, and industrial action continues to cause problems in central London. Workers...
Oh, my head.
Morning.
Josh? Where are we?
A hospital in Florence. I kicked up a fuss and got your private room. How'd you feel?
Oh, like I've been shot.
You lost a lot of blood. It was touch and go there for a few days.
Days? How long have I... Oh!
Oi, don't try and sit up yet.
Ow, he tells me. Nat... What happened to Nat? Is she all right?
Yeah. Nat's fine. She's waiting outside. Luca only knocked her out. She knows what Luca was planning, and she's not taking it very well.
What about you? I heard a shot before Luca came down to the crypt.
Mm-hmm. Got me in the arm. Nothing serious, but it hurts like hell. I collapsed like a sack of spuds, and Luca, well, he must have thought I was dead. I came round and followed him into the crypt.
You heard what he said?
He sounded like a nutter to me. Guess he's one of those crimson gimps Miss Winters warned you about.
Oh, that woman haunts me.
So, now you're awake, the police want to talk to you. What are you going to say?
I don't know. I think I'm the one with the questions.
Right, I better send Nat in.
Josh, before you do that, what happened to Luca?
I didn't have a choice.
Did you kill him?
He was trying to murder you.
It's the second time you've killed somebody to protect me.
Yeah, well...
You know I don't approve of taking life, I never will, but... You're always there when I need you, Josh. Even when I don't want you around.
That's what friends are for, right?
Yeah. I guess... What I'm trying to say... Thanks.
You're welcome. I'll go and get Nat.
She's ready to see you.
You're looking better, Sarah. You've got some colour in your face.
Oh, thanks. How are you feeling?
A lump on my head and some headaches, but it's getting better.
I meant about Luca.
I know what you mean. Sorry. It's just... For all I know, Luca was only with me to get to you.
No, that's not true, Nat. Luca had no idea I was going to visit you.
I suppose not. Once the police release my passport, I'm going away for a while. I'd rather you didn't try to find me, okay?
Okay. Is there anything you want?
I want to get away from Florence, from what's happened here. I need to be on my own for a bit. You understand? Don't you?
Yes, of course.
I'll be in touch. I better go. Goodbye, Sarah.
By Nat. Nat, I'm so sorry.
message, and if you're a friend, I'll get back to you.
Sarah, this is Will. Will Sullivan, Harry's stepbrother. I've talked with Munro in Christchurch, and since you're helping fund his research, he's agreed that you can visit us on the ice. I even persuaded him to let Josh come too, if you like. If you're interested, you've got my email address, so get in touch. Hope you're well. Bye.
Next time on Sarah Jane Smith, Snowblind.
Sarah, you've only met this Will Sullivan once, and now you're travelling halfway around the world to visit him.
I'm going to see how Munro and his team are spending Aunt Lavinia's money. Visiting Will while I'm there is a happy coincidence, that's all.
Nikita Base, this is Echo Romeo 7-9er out of McMurdo. How's your weather? Over.
Good landing conditions at present, but be advised, situation is deteriorating.
Jack's coming into land. He's bringing two visitors with him.
One is Sarah Jane Smith, who helped sponsor this study.
Why didn't you mention they were coming earlier?
I wish you hadn't come, Sarah.
What? You invited me, remember?
Yes, but you couldn't have picked a worse time to arrive. Munro took a swing at me. I think he's cracking up. He's been getting increasingly paranoid since the others left.
No doubt Sullivan told you how he got that black eye.
Well, to be fair, it took some coaxing.
I'm sorry I hit him. He's not the real troublemaker. It's that woman.
Morgan?
A few holes in the ground don't get people excited. But what we found beneath the ice, that could change the world.
What is your problem?
Problem? Why should I have a problem?
You've been giving me grief since we first met.
You're jealous, aren't you?
You and Morgan are just stupid.
No, of Sarah and me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, if you're trying to frighten me, you're doing a pretty good job. What? Oh!
Can't you make this thing go any faster?
I'm trying.
Say that again.
Watch, try harder!
Hello? Someone there? Josh? Will?
The others have gone.
Dr. Munro!
It's just you and me now, Sarah.
Whatever you do, don't come to Antarctica. It isn't safe for you here, Sarah.